We're joined today with Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg, PhD, former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist, and Deborah LaPrevat, former FBI special agent and forensic scientist. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So thanks so much for joining us. Tell us about the Genesis 2 project and how it was founded on the mission of moving the perception of UAPs from the realm of fanciful ponderings to that of a serious scientific subject. Can you describe how you went about making that vision a reality?
So really, the Genesis 2 project started with a single image capture that was made by one of our principals. And at that point, we started looking at just all the data that was being amassed worldwide and how frequently unidentified aerial phenomena, known as UAP now, are being captured all the way from government and industry people, all the way to just individuals in daily life, and how much information was out there on these things. And we thought, you know, something is going on, but what is it? And how can we study this? And so we really wanted to move this into a serious scientific topic. And really the way that we did that was we established Genesis 2 Project. We started reaching out to scientists, reaching out to witnesses, reaching out to people who have documentation of these things and saying, you know, we're going to do this in a very transparent manner. And we are going to do this from a serious scientific standpoint. We are going to use the scientific method. We are going to use evidence-based systematic approaches. And so that's why we started Genesis 2 Project. And with that in mind, then we have just consistently done that over the past 5 years. And we've watched, you know, the world has been moving in sync with this as well, as have the government agencies across the world in setting up task forces in many different countries, you know, on how to look at this from a serious scientific standpoint.
And so you've teamed up with Primo Forensics. It's recognized among the nation's leading digital forensic experts. And what does that forensic analysis consist of, and why is it so important?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, as Jennifer was saying, we want to make sure that everything that G2P puts out has been vetted scientifically. So we're capturing images. Well, anybody knows who has Photoshop, then photos can be altered. So what we did is we provided all of our documentation to Primo Forensics from the device on, so that they did an analysis and show that every single photograph that G2P releases has never been altered, enhanced, or in any way digitally manipulated, so that you know that the photograph that G2P puts out is exactly the image that was captured on the device, whether it's a trail cam, whether it's a cell phone or a camera. That what you're seeing is exactly what was captured in that device, so that, you know, there's no like, oh, it's a light flare, it's a flash off the camera lens. No, it's not a, you know, it's not a helicopter, it's not an aircraft, it's not a bird. This is what it is. We're not telling you what it is, but we're saying this is what was photographed. And now what we want is analysis of whether it's video or digital images, still images. We want to start with that as a starting point and now do additional investigation.
And the Genesis 2 project has a database of recorded documentation, including tens of thousands of images from hotspots around the world. So what made you focus on northern New Mexico?
Well, the first thing that our very first image capture that really launched this whole idea of Genesis 2 Project occurred in northern New Mexico. And as you know, northern New Mexico has a long history and innate interest in UAP and things that are just unexplained. You know, and so with New Mexico and with that history, we really thought, you know, let's focus on this region and let's see what's out there. And what we found was that the information that was being collected, this is a hotspot. There was information collected on a daily basis at night, during the day, all the different weather patterns, all the different seasons, that there was just such a massive amount of data in this region. And then with the innate interest in this region and the deep history here of these things, it seemed like the perfect spot to really implement our idea of making this a bona fide scientific topic.
So G2P made its first public release of the world's first scientifically validated UAP recorded images in 2020, followed up by a second release in 2021. And how did these releases promote and fine-tune the overall strategy of the Genesis 2 Project's investigations? And how has your team evolved over the past year?
Well, with the data that we're putting out, it also made us able to share with scientists from different disciplines. So based on the data that we were collecting and the data that we were sharing through our G2P website and briefings, we reached out to experts in the field of physics, engineering, again, digital photography and digital images analysis. And so it exponentially expanded our team of scientists and the data that we're able to collect and fine-tune and release. So our original report out in 2020 and 2021 helped us to really expand into different scientific backgrounds and technologies to expand our database, to expand the analysis of the data that we're collecting. And it's interesting because it really did also coincide with the U.S. government setting up their UAP task force. And I think part of what we're putting out is just a small part of the interesting approach by the entire world now to the study of UAPs. I think the government found that so many places are collecting data, are these images are being photographed all over the world, that the US could really no longer say, oh, you know, this is fanciful. Oh, it was some guy in a farm with a Polaroid camera in 1950. It's a grainy photograph. We're like, no, we have not only have you collected U.S. Navy, have you collected data, pilots from major airlines have collected data, but now there's all these, and every guy with a cell phone is collecting data, but now we're collecting data in a scientific way. And this data can be shared and it's very transparent. It's very out there. We're welcome to share our data. And I just think that the government now is releasing their data because they can no longer sweep this under the rug as being an anomaly when it's such a vast database.
What's next for the Genesis 2 project?
Well, really, we're very excited because over these past 5 years of just setting this up and getting people interested and really being consistent with the scientific method and the serious nature of this study, that we, once we had this established and now we have a good group and we have our strategies of how to start looking at things first from the digital forensic analysis standpoint, making sure that each piece of data is valid and that this is something that's quote unquote unidentified. Everything else has been ruled out. Now we don't know what it is. Now bring in a scientist to look at this very specific piece of data and work together with one another. Once we had success with really the foundation of looking at the information from this standpoint, now we're looking at, we have such a large database of information that is coming in on a daily basis from all over the US, from all over the world. Now it's time to take this established approach and move it beyond our first focus, which was the Northern New Mexico region. And what we found was we have quite an impressive amount of data that has come out of Peru, for example, from the Cusco region of Peru in the Andes Mountains. And so we thought, well, we have a good amount of information there. Clearly something is happening that is consistently happening. And so that we have decided that that's going to be our next focus of where we're going to implement this serious scientific study of information coming out of a hotspot region.
Excellent. And where can our listeners go for more information?
We have a website, and it's www.genesis2project.com. And we will release information occasionally. Everything that we release has been scientifically vetted. We get so much information on a daily basis that we are not going to just release stuff that has not been fully verified or things have not been ruled out on, yes, this is definitely something else or most likely can be something else. And so we do put out updates occasionally, but it is only vetted information that we release.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.